Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load them up, boys. We're taking crackers when we need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Yep. Here we go. We are in the glide path as we land now on the surface of Planet Rick. And if we're landing on Planet Rick, there's only going to be one cruise director there when we get there, and that is going to be Rick Hector, the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, and, you know, YouTuber with 2,000 videos and all kinds of social media, just all kinds of stuff he does. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you today?
I worked on that intro for days.
You know, the thing that I want you to really focus on, man, is just be in the moment and don't worry about making any mistakes. I find that that works best for me. You know, if I'm doing a public speaking engagement, you know, I've spent the time putting together the topics I want to talk about and the enthusiasm level I want to bring when I make my delivery. But in the end, I just sit, you know, still and just relax. And just trust that it'll flow, man. That's my recommendation. Just let it happen, and it'll be good.
Yeah. Well, still, I
it'll
got
be good.
Know, when I'm introducing somebody, though, it's so much better if I build them up and make them what I think they are. You know, build up that all that stuff. Than if I just go, and now we're joined by Rick Hector. What do you want?
Right. I totally get it, man.
That just doesn't work, man. You got to have. It's got to be a sense of occasion.
You know, I've been fortunate to have been producing and delivering this segment for, you know, quite a few weeks now, man. And I'll tell you, it's a joy to be here and to share with your audience. And they pretty much know what they're going to get, man. If they heard us before, man, they can't wait. Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. So what's on your mind today?
You know, if I just push all these politics off to the side, man, the thing that, you know, as I was looking at my list of things that I want to eventually get to when I have an opportunity to speak with you and your audience, today I wanted to talk about handgun retention, you know.
Okay.
You're carrying a gun and you have it holstered, and depending on how you're actually carrying it and where you're carrying it, you know, you want to take a look at, you know, a lot of different things, man. Awareness, you know, distance from other people, you know, whether you want to go strictly, you know, make sure that your hands are free. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it, man. And I thought that today would be a good time to talk about handgun retention. How much do you think about handgun retention?
Quite a bit, really. One of the biggest issues I have with concealment holsters is, and I really wish we had open carry in South Carolina, because if we had open carry, I would have one of those, you know, I'd have like a cop of a LEO level holster to carry my gun in with all the retention they come built in with.
Well, see, I'm thinking that with concealed carry, you know, and there's a few things that they go into that, and we'll certainly, you know, talk about that. But I'm thinking if you're doing it, you know, decently, you know, the whole idea behind concealed carry is no one knows that you're actually carrying. I mean, are we in a situation where you're carrying concealed and you just, you know, like a dead giveaway? They're like, oh, my God, he's, like, concealing, and I can just tell. I can read the serial number off his gun he's carrying like that.
Yeah, so... retention part of it. We trained some guys one time. I was just thinking about this too. I was deep in thought. We had some people come up to train with us, and they all had these drop leg rigs. And now a drop leg rig. The reason you have a drop leg rig is because if you're like in a vehicle or something in the military, it's a lot easier to draw your gun from your thigh when you're sitting in a vehicle than it is to draw it from your hip with all that stuff on you. So the drop leg rig made that easier. And they all had Uncle Mike's drop leg rigs, which is nothing against the brand of Uncle Mike's. But as the day went along, we were picking up their handguns. Because even with the strap on it, it couldn't hold on to the handgun. And I'd be walking along, I'd kick a Beretta.
I had a lot of comments about Uncle Mike, man, but I'm telling you, everyone from coast to coast is familiar with him, and I'm telling you, I haven't seen their financial statements, but I bet those guys sell a ton of holsters.
I'm sure they do. Some of their holsters are very acceptable. Some of their little inside the waistband holsters, because they're not very much to them. They hold the gun as good as any. I've used them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember way back when, man, when I bought my very first handgun, and I was looking for a holster, and I had no idea. The guy behind the counter, he just reached over, you know, on the wall and just slapped an Uncle Mike holster right on top of the display, right next to the cash register, and just tossed it in the bag. And hey, that's when my journey began with an Uncle Mike holster. I've since have upgraded, you know, many times over several different models and styles until I found, you know, something that worked for me. And that's changed over the years, too, based on, you know, what I'm doing and what my general outtake on carrying. You know, when I first carried, you know, first started carrying, you know, I've just about done it all, man. You know, and I just settled now to where if I'm not doing anything like a presentation or a speaking gig or something, you know, it's just one gun, you know, concealed. But if I'm, like, out doing something like say if there was a demonstration or, and I imagine, and I, there is one coming up, as a matter of fact, on the first of the year. And I'm not sure if that's set in stone now that with the local politics here, you know, there's been some chatter in the local news media that there might be, you know, some type of deal brokered between our governor and the legislature, you know, in terms of her coming back or backing down off of her emergency powers and them redefining what emergency powers are, if they should ever theoretically, you know, be enacted again. And I just have a whole problem with this whole emergency powers clause that she calls herself enacting anyway. I know I'm getting way off topic, man, but, you know, I'm just so emotional about it.
Well, hey, I asked you what was on your mind. That's perfectly fine. We can go wherever your mind is taking you. I've been watching what she's doing, too, and, I mean, her arbitrary. You guys, whenever she comes up for a re-election, I hope every single one of you guys get out there and just say, do you remember when it was okay for us to get lit, but we couldn't plant tomatoes? You know, do you remember when we could have a boat, but we couldn't have a motor for the boat? Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Rick is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, which is a very big umbrella organization where a lot of good things spring forth from, and including some of his stuff when he's talking about training all these ladies for free. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are on Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and we were talking retention, and then we started to go off on venting. This is what makes radio so attractive to me. It just takes on a life of its own. So what would you like to do now, sir?
Right. I'm going to save that venting for later if there's room for it. But going back, we're dialing it back in, man. Back onto the topic at hand, handgun retention. You know, a lot of thought should go into handgun retention. It's going to be predicated primarily on how you principally carry. You were telling me just a few moments ago that open carry is not legal where you're at. And
We're one of two states that are shall issue that don't have open carry, Florida being the other one.
Right. And open carry is one of those modes of carry that is legal here. I mean, if you don't have a concealed pistol license, you know, you really have to get down into the weeds and make sure that you're totally clear on what you can and what you can't do. So much so that I generally advise my students that if you want to get into open carry and do it, yes, strictly, you don't need a license to carry concealed, but man, there's so many gotchas in the law if you don't do your due diligence and your homework. You know, you could find yourself in some legal trouble. So, you know, with holsters, you know, there's pretty much principally, you know, if we overlook things such as shoulder carry and ankle carry and belly bands and all those other types of things, we're pretty much talking about inside the waistband and outside the waistband. And, you know, we were talking about inside the waistband. You know, one way I like to describe it, there's two principal considerations there. What time is it? And does this gun make me look fat, right? We're talking about what time is it? We're talking about where around the circumference of your body. If it's like a clock, what time is it? Is where you have your gun, right?
Right.
And, a lot of, well, while we're talking about it, what time do you carry your gun? At what position?
3:30.
3:30. Okay.
Although I'm thinking about coming up to maybe 2:30.
2:30.
Well, I mean, that's it's not appendix carry, but at the same time, it's still further forward. And for those of you that can't, like I know you probably can because you're thin as a reed now, so with all those push-ups.
Right.
I look at appendix carry as the fastest presentation I see. So the closer I can get to it, the closer I will get to it.
You know, I started carrying like at 3:00, 2:30, man. And, you know, I just never really felt comfortable with it for one. And, two, you got to be really space conscious. Otherwise, you're going to be banging into things and you got to sort of be mindful of that. And if you come across people that you're fairly familiar with and, you know, people inevitably in the pre-COVID era, you know, a lot of touching and then they come across your gun and that type of thing. And then, you know, does this gun make you look fat? And, you know, for me, once I finally made the transition to a pink scary, man, it was great. You know, a lot of people had a lot of things to share, primarily because of fear, you know, and the fear is, well, gee, you know, I might not practice enough and I might actually end up shooting myself because I don't have the proper finger discipline.
Right.
And of course, if you're talking about shooting yourself, most guys are so phobic about shooting themselves, right? They're thinking, okay, if I must absolutely not train where I'm fluid with my gun and I shoot myself, gee, I would like to do it in my leg as opposed to, you know, where it's aimed if I'm carrying appendix carry. And I'm like, you know what? You just need to practice more. Practice more.
Yeah.
And I've been carrying appendix carry probably for about 12 years now, man. I haven't shot myself yet.
You know, I'll tell you this, whenever I'm talking about flying, right, mm-hmm. you know, you look statistically at flying, most of the accidents in an air flight that, you know, you don't see too many crashes nowadays. Have you noticed that? It just doesn't happen like it used to in the 70s and the 80s. And I put it to better maintenance and better plane design. But the other thing is they tell you that with a plane, you have a better chance of having an accident on the takeoff and the landing.
Yeah, you got to master those two, man. If you can handle the takeoff and the landing, you're going to be okay.
Right. And then I look at gun, and most people shoot themselves either drawing the gun or putting the gun back in their holster, don't they?
Yeah, you know, those drawstrings get in the way when they're typically in a lot of incidents where I read of accidental discharges, negligent discharges. A lot of times those drawstrings facilitate that.
Yeah.
But as we talk about, you know, handgun retention, man, of course, you got to have a bit about awareness. You know, you really have to be paying attention to what's going on, especially if you're open carrying. A lot of the stuff that I'm going to be talking about here today is if you're going to be open carrying, man. And you got to be aware, you know, not looking at your phone or looking at your PDA or checking out, you know, things that have nothing to do with your environment, you know, because, one, I mean, just being, say, in a major metropolitan area, you should be aware anyway because you might get mugged or robbed because you're not paying attention. And then, two, if you're actually actively, openly carrying a gun and you're not paying attention, then there are a lot of people that might be looking at you and start entertaining some wild and crazy ideas about trying to separate you from your gun. And, of course, that brings us to, you know, this whole concept of distance and spacing. And, again, in this whole COVID era that we find ourselves in, you know, I would spend a lot of time talking to people about distance. But, you know, nowadays, you know, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that if you're out and about, you got to give people their proper space. So much so, man, I went to the gas station earlier today, and as I was making my way up to the cashier station, there are like duct tape pieces like 6 feet apart on the ground. They're actually making it idiot proof for you to know what 6 feet looks like.
Yeah, I wonder if that helps them with their liability or whatever. I tell you what, let's stick a pin in it right here as we go. And Rick, of course, he is the chief instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy. A urban self-defense specialist. He has a lot of students that have probably practiced it. He has had a lot of people go through his turnstiles, especially when they were in bankruptcy. And Chief Craig was out there telling people, get a gun and arm yourself. A lot of those people came to Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the House for mustering the votes to pass an extension of a coronavirus relief package.
At a time when many Americans are enduring significant economic challenges, this bill will help small businesses to keep millions of workers on the payroll.
Some of the money in the nearly $500 billion relief package provides loans to small businesses. Despite pressure from the mainstream media, Georgia is moving forward with plans to reopen the economy on Friday. Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan tells Fox News that officials are taking careful steps and that many business owners are eager to open, but in a safe way.
An overwhelming majority of these small businesses are not going to be able to open their doors right away. It's going to take time to spool up. It's going to take time to go find those servers. It's going to take time to find the labor to be able to clean and sterilize.
USA Radio News. A conservative national Christian group is calling for all churches to resume in-person services by early May. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Liberty Council wants services taking place before the National Day of Prayer, which is scheduled for March 7th. The group is urging churches to follow appropriate safety protocols, but Liberty Council founder Matt Staver says their reopen church Sunday proposals in line with President Trump's national guidelines. Phase 1 of the president's plan does identify places of worship as being among the first to be able to reopen under certain conditions.
A Florida homeowner is telling friends the story of how NFL quarterback Tom Brady walked into his home. Brady was looking for the house of his new offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich. He missed it by one, walking into the home of David Kramer. The Florida man was shocked, but did point Brady in the right direction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector because we're on Planet Rick, because that's what we do when we're on Planet Rick. We speak with Rick Ector. If you would, please, sir, please continue on with your oratory is where you would like to go and talk about now.
Oh, yeah, man. And, of course, if we're going to do this topic any justice, of course, we have to mention, you know, and broach the whole topic of drawing, man, and presentation of your gun. You know, if you're actually going to need it to use it and deploy it, I mean, you're going to need to draw it. And you know what? There should be some practice. You need to practice drawing your gun. I'm not sure about any local prohibitions at gun ranges in your side of the country, man. But here, right, locally in the Metro Detroit area, it is something that is generally not allowed, man. They do not want you drawing a gun from a holster, you know, in the booth while you're shooting, and I think that's for obvious reasons. Sometimes if you look up on, you know, the sides of the stalls, you'll actually see some visual evidence as to why they discourage the practice, but definitely want to practice drawing your gun. And, of course, I would simultaneously endorse doing some dry fire practice at the same time. Practice the presentation of your gun, and practice pulling that trigger, you know, in concert with each other. And, of course, there are some general precautions that go along with that. You know, we talked about it before in prior episodes. Make sure that you're doing this practice both the drawing and the dry fire practice in a safe area of your home. Presumably is where you're going to be doing this stuff, in the basement of many people's homes. Seems to be the most secure place with regards to not worrying about stray bullets escaping, you know, the home. Making sure that your gun is unloaded when you do dry fire practice, and that, you know what, while you're doing it, that you are not distracted. You know, keep your mind actually on what you're doing. And, of course, that leads directly into, man, retention training. You ever get a chance to get some retention training in?
I have, and typically, like with retention, since I carry concealed, the way I worry about retaining a gun is when I draw it.
Mm-hmm.
Because here in South Carolina, if they get a glimpse of it, you're going to be escorted out of the building by the cops. So you can't show it. You've got to be very good at concealing the gun here. And so when I'm thinking retention, like if somebody's up on me and I train to stiff arm them in the face and sort of turn my gun side away from them.
Right.
And draw the weapon from there and then start coming in sort of close to them. But the weapon's going to be really close to me. It's going to be really tight on me because I may be all, you know, by that time they may have closed with me and be trying to get some sort of a wrestling hold on me, and I'm going to change their mind very shortly with that. But, I mean, you got to be able to either create space or use the space you have.
Right.
Because I don't want them getting a hold of my gun.
You know, if you look around the internet, man, there's a whole host of websites and books that, you know, they want to show you how to do it in a book, man, but my standard take on it after I actually went through a handgun retention class, and let me tell you, I just want to impart to you listeners this very one thing, man, is that if you're carrying a gun, I consider it as one of those must-dos. You got to take a retention class, one that's very hands-on and is going to get very physical. A lot of stuff that you see in videos or that you try to pick up in a book, it's a totally different animal when you're actually doing some live training with an active person, you know, simulating some gun grabs. And I'll tell you this, the difference is so stark, man, that I would just tell people not even to try to learn this stuff by looking at it online or looking at a book. You know, it's just that different. It's crazy. But having talked about retention training, you know, at some point in time, you know, and I might as well do it now, you got to talk about having a good belt, man. If you don't have a good belt as the foundation of carrying your firearm, eventually you're going to find yourself in a situation that I found myself in quite a few years ago, man. You know, if you got a belt, you know, and most people go with a leather belt, you know, with the little holes in it, and you put the tine in and you hold it, and you really underestimate how heavy that belt really weighs
that gun
down by that gun, man.
Yeah,
and it's only a matter of time before that weight starts to stretch the hole that the tine is in, man. And then you start finding that belt deforming. And it's only a matter of time before that thing stretches so bad that it's actually going to snap and actually break. So, you know, I'm just going to share this little secret with you and just your listening audience. I actually had a gun snap on me many years ago, man. And that's when I just finally went with this tactical canvas belt, man. And I got it in black so it matches everything that I own. And you know what? It's nowhere near fraying, and it's like the best investment I ever made.
What name brand did you get? Do you remember?
I don't even know, man. You know what?
5-11, something like that.
No, I got it at a gun shop, man. I was like, man, that looks great, you know. And I don't know exactly what my waist was then. It was probably like 34, 36. I was like, yeah, I'll take it, you know. And I tried it on in line in front of the cash register, and it fit. And it had enough room to go where I could slide a gun between it and myself. And I haven't looked back, man. Like I said, it's black, and it matches with everything. Everything. Next thing that's on my list here, man, how much time I got for the break?
A minute. You may want to hold that. If it's long and needs a lot of explanation, you may want to hold up on that. I will say this. Belts now today are made. You want a nice stiff belt that's not going to give. A lot of them have Kydex woven, or not woven, but they have a Kydex strip in them in between the polyester and everything else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that part of it is quite the helpful thing. But you're right. I think this is one of the reasons polymer guns are so popular now, because they weigh less. And they don't hurt your belt as much as they used to.
Right. But you know what? A lot of those polymer guns carry a lot of ammo, too. So I'm not sure if it's a wash, man. But
yeah.
I'll tell you, if I had to choose, man, I would go with more ammo. That's what I would definitely do.
Yeah.
You know, you can get into that whole 9mm 45 debate all you want, but you know what? 9, I can carry more rounds, and I'm typically happy with that, and I don't think it looks really good when you shoot someone a lot of times with a big caliber gun.
No. Maybe not in a court of law, anyway. Everybody would look at that. Why'd you use such a big cannon? Anyway, coming up on the break, talking to Rick Ector. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. You can find him all over social media by looking for him, Rick ECTOR. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Been talking to Rick Ector, Planet Rick. Where would you like to go now? You're about to start off on some sort of a tangent, and I had to tell you, hang on a minute there, partner. We don't have enough time. Where would you like to go?
Man, where I'm going is the whole concept of a backup gun, decoy gun, man. You know, we recently had a rally over at the Capitol, and usually, you know, if there's a rally and gun guys are there, they're probably going to be ostentatiously showing their guns. You know, typically, you know, it's usually at a gun rally. You know, typically we have one big event every year where all the major gun groups come together, and then sometimes some smaller sect of gun owners, you know, have their own kind of thing. And actually at the last rally that was like a week ago, man, like Wednesday, you know, it made all the major news services, man, here at Lansing at our state capitol. A lot of people were protesting these stay-at-home orders, man, and there was a considerable contingent of folks there who were carrying. You know, and if I was to be, like, say, if I was to attend one of these rallies, and I do hear they're having another one in the works, and who knows, I may actually show up, but I would, you know, with this whole idea of social distancing, if we're social distancing at a rally, then that sort of, you know, protects yourself. And I wouldn't be worried about a pro-gun person. You know, my concern is when I'm at these events, man, is that I'm mindful of the fact that there are anti-gun people there, too. And, you know, I do like to open carry at rallies, and I'm aware of the fact there might be some unhospitable company there. And there's always the risk of a gun grab. I mean, you know, no matter where you are. But my whole thing, as I've matured in this whole carry a gun thing, man, usually if I open carry, that's the gun that's typically not even loaded, you know. That's the display piece, you know, to be a part of the presentation, to make my sympathies known that I am for freedom, which is the whole point of these protests that we're having now, you know, these draconian stay-at-home orders.
or whether it's actually at a gun rally where I'm actually showing my affinity for being a gun owner and displaying a gun. My defense gun will always be the concealed gun, and hopefully, man, knock on wood, I have never had to endure someone going for, you know, any gun that I was carrying, but, you know, that begs the whole legal question, right? Like, would I get in trouble, man, if I had a display gun that was not loaded and I had the hidden concealed gun that was?
Mm-hmm.
Could I say, hey, maybe, just maybe, you know, even though I checked it, I didn't know it was loaded, or would that be held against me? So these are some of the thoughts that just swim through my head years and years that I've been carrying a gun, and I'm still second-guessing some wild, out-of-control prosecutor, depending on what jurisdiction I happen to be in. But, you know, the whole concept of a backup gun and decoy gun, man, it's always something that I would ask someone to entertain for that highest level of safety and security while carrying a gun. Now, with respect to holster, man, I tell you, personally, you know, and I don't have an endorsement deal with these guys, but I have my old sentimental favorite plastic holster. You just talked about plastic holster a few moments ago. My
right.
favorite plastic holster is my Level 2 Serpa.
Okay.
You know, there's some people out there that's giving it a bad rap, because I guess some people, you know, they forget in the heat of the moment how to actually holster the dog one thing, and we just kind of alluded to a few minutes ago. There have been some highly publicized incidents where they didn't exactly have some really good finger discipline going on, and they had a mishap, man. But I tell you, since I went to that model, worked like a dream, and I wouldn't envision carrying another one. But having said all of that, man, now my last parting words and my last shot at our state legislature, man. Here, see, I'm still fired up over these guys, man. You know, this whole stay at home, you know, unless you're a special person. I mean, this thing just really gnaws at my soul, man. It really does. Like, how does the government really have the gall to actually tell you what to do, man?
Well, they don't. They do not, right? But the thing is, and this is what happened. I don't know if you saw this or not, but did you see today the results of a New York City antibody test that they've been doing?
No, I hadn't heard. What's going on with that?
They believe that out of this test, it may indicate that 3 million people in New York City have had COVID-19 and gotten over it. In California, they did the same. In California, just in L.A. County, they did the same and found anywhere from 200 to 450,000, right? So what does this tell you? What this tells me is that in January and December and February, COVID-19 was here. And people
right.
had it. And people got
right.
sick, and then they got over it. They
right.
probably took a bunch of medicine that didn't do anything to it, and when their body developed the antibodies to it, then they got over it. So COVID-19, while it is more contagious and it is fast, is no more lethal than the flu. And we shut down the nation for the first time in 240. We've been through 12 pandemics. We've never shut down the nation over this.
We're looking at the real chance, the real possibility. This has been just a massive overreaction.
Fraud.
Gigantic force.
It's been based upon modeling. They got out there and fed some data into it. Okay, so if we have a pathogen that we don't know the lethality of it, and it's infecting X amount of people this time, you know, they start looking at the maps one day, 5 days, a week, a month, and they're looking at that and they're saying, oh my God, 2.2 million people are going to die. Well, what is the president of the United States supposed to do if he's looking at that coming from the CDCs? He got to do something. But
right.
the truth of the matter is that this actually comes down to the states. And you can see which states are trying to fire things back up and which states. And, you know, plus the media is misquoting. Head of the CDC got out there and said something about a second wave when we open the nation back up. And they turned that quote into the second wave could be deadlier than the first wave. And that's not what he said.
I saw that as well.
That's not what he said. So, I mean, you know, this is all about fear and control. I mean, I when I finish this show every day, I say it's not about gun control. It's about total control. And they want total control.
Well, and they do, man.
And, you know, if you can buy marijuana, who's more compliant? Somebody's out there doing their own farming and growing their own food supply, or somebody who's stoned going, hey, where's the Doritos?
You're definitely preaching to the choir, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a huge overreaction, and it's going to be costly. I mean, not only in terms of the trillions of dollars we've spent, you know, the lives we've disrupted, industries have been affected, and a lot of people have lost jobs that they're not going to get back.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. I mean, I want to know what the suicide rate was, what the suicide rate looked at like during this time. That's what I want to know about. So if it saves one life, right?
What it was in the past and what it's going to be going forward, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be extremely unfortunate.
You can find Rick Ector out there, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. If you look for that, everything you look at is going to be him. He's either been on TV or on video or audio. He's out there. He is quite out there. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Look forward to it next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Roger that. Coming up next, it's 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.